It is the Sunrise Morning Show. I'm Matt Swaim, and we're joined by Diana Von Glahn. She is the Faithful Traveler host on EWTN, and she's joining us to talk about Holy Week pilgrimages. Diana, good morning.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
We're doing well, and last time you reminded us of the Pilgrimage of New York, and for those of our listeners who didn't catch that, just briefly tell us what it is.
Yes, it's happening tomorrow. Yay! St. Patrick's Cathedral Young Adults Group, and everyone is invited, young or old, are doing the 5th Annual Pilgrimage of New York. They are starting up at the top of Manhattan at the Shrine of Mother Cabrini, and they're walking 13.5 miles all the way down to the Shrine of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton in Battery Park. They've got a great website. They've been telling people all about it, all about the routes and the subway trips and everything, and in case people want to kind of meet in between. So I encourage people to go. It sounds like there's going to be a huge group, and it sounds like the weather is actually going to cooperate. So I'm getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to drive to New York City to go out there and do this. I'm so excited. So I hope people can come.
You'll have to let us know how that goes. Diana, when we go through the Lenten series, especially during Holy Week, we like to be involved in Passion Plays and witness Passion Plays. And a lot of people don't realize this, but the bishops, the USCCB, well, back then it was the NCCB, in 1988 came up with some actual criteria for the dramatizations of the Passion, didn't they?
Yes, they did. There are Passion Plays have been going back, way back. I mean, they even started with, you know, the Good Friday, how we read the Good Friday, reading the Gospel during Mass. That was the beginning of Passion Plays. And so what happened was people started developing it and making it more dramatic and then adding donkeys and horses and camels. And then you have things like Oberammergau, which, you know, includes like half of the city's population and happens every 10 years. But Passion Plays happen in the United States as well, all around the country. So I encourage people to definitely look and see if they can find something. But the point of the bishops was that, you know, a Passion Play is a really, it's obviously a wonderful opportunity to meditate on Christ's Passion, but it also can be a way of abusing certain types of people or creating caricatures of, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, it's a possibility for anti-Semitism and abuse. You know, the thing to remember, and it's funny, I've been reading Father James Martin's book, Jesus, a Pilgrimage, and he talks a lot about it, how, you know, yes, the Jews were the ones who put Christ to death, but Jesus was also a Jew, and so were all the rest of the disciples. So, you know, the thing is to not paint the entire Jewish people as a horrible people, but, you know, recognize that there were bad people in, just like there are today, in every group. And so we don't need to caricature an entire group of people in a bad way. And that's what the bishops were cautioning against.
Yeah, there are a lot of interesting points about a Passion Play and how it can be conducted, some things to really consider and take into account if your church is doing a Passion Play. And there are the different sectarian movements, the different parties, as my New Testament philosopher said, teasing the class, my professor in my undergrad said, "All right, guys, come back tomorrow and we're going to talk about Jewish sects and parties." And everybody's eyes got like saucer size and we're like, "What?" But really talking about the fact that there were Pharisees, Sadducees, there were Zealots, there were people who were Essenes and coming at things from all different points of view. And even within Jesus' own disciples, you had people from different Jewish parties. And so as we look at some of the Passion Plays that go on around the country, you mentioned one overseas in Germany, Oberammergau, but what are some of the ones in the United States that have a really good history that might be of interest to our listeners?
Well, you know, in my I've never been to a Passion Play in the United States or overseas, aside from, you know, Good Friday Mass. But there's a big one going on in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, which is near the Christ of the Ozarks statue, and I understand that they have a lot of really amazing, it's kind of like a, what's that? Oh, it's kind of like a big, you know, they have a big statue and they have a Bible museum, and so it seems like a really interesting place to go. There's also the American Passion Play in Bloomington, Illinois. Actually, no, I'm sorry, that's Indiana, Bloomington, Indiana, and then there's the Thorn in Colorado Springs. But I'm sure that, you know, if people do a quick online search, they'll find something near you. I think you were saying, Matt, that there was something in your neighborhood?
Well, it's not exactly a passion play, but every Good Friday in the Cincinnati area, in Mount Adams, which is the highest point on the Ohio River in Cincinnati, there's a church up there called Holy Cross Immaculata, and for well over a century, people have been coming. There are steps that lead from the Ohio River all the way up to the top of this hill, and there are hundreds of steps, actually, depending on where you start. And people go, they say a prayer on each step all the way up to the church. Those who want to can go to Mass, although it's usually, elbow to elbow for Mass that day. And, of course, it's not Mass, it's just a communion service. But it's a great tradition. It's one that I try and take part in every year, and it's a great way to remember. I mean, you've got thousands upon thousands of people walking up these steps in complete silence. It's a pretty powerful thing.
Wow. Well, and you know, the great thing is that Holy Week is a wonderful opportunity to get a holy workout, right? You know, you've got walking up those steps, we've got this 13.5-mile trek down Manhattan, and you mentioned earlier that today is the Feast of St. Isidore of Seville. Seville in Spain is one of the most famous places for Semana Santa, Holy Week, where they have their processions when all of the guys dressed in the robes that look like the Ku Klux Klan, although they stole the idea, right? They're called the penitentes or the Nazarenos. They are covered in their distinctive pointy hoods and their robes, and the idea is that they're penitent. They're walking in penance for their sins. And it's one of the most famous and amazing things to see in Spain. So we definitely want to give a shout out to Seville today.
All right, I know they do great things in San Antonio and all across the world, actually. There are different ways that different cultures commemorate the Passion. I know that there's a Hispanic parish that is just up the street from me that actually shuts down a street and does kind of a way of the cross that is enacted through the streets. So there are all kinds of ways for us to really engage in this and really immerse ourselves in the story and try and figure out, if we were in the crowds that day watching this happen, where would our hearts be? Where would our heads be? What would we be thinking of this man who is being ridiculed and crucified? So it's a great opportunity during Holy Week to really immerse ourselves in the story of the Passion of our Lord. And before we let you go, you wanted to mention something about Our Lady of Częstochowa Shrine.
Yes, well, you know, after Holy Week comes Easter, and after Easter comes Divine Mercy Sunday, which this year is bringing us a powerful two Polish punch, where we get the canonization of Pope John Paul II and Pope John the 23rd. So here nearby me, we have the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, which is in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, and I'm sure they're going to be having a huge party on Divine Mercy Sunday, because they're going to be celebrating St. Faustina, Divine Mercy Sunday, and the canonization of Pope John Paul II. So if you can make it out there, definitely try to do so. Otherwise, we've got some awesome saints and things to pray for on that day.
You missed a punch, by the way. You said that was a 1-2 punch, but Faustina, John Paul, and Divine Mercy, that's a 3-puncher.
That's true. Well, and then we don't want to leave out Pope John the 23rd.
He's a
number 4 punch. So.
That's right. But not a Polish punch. Right. All right. Well, Diana von Glahn, remind our listeners where they can find you and everything they want to know about the Faithful Traveler.
We are online at www.thefaithfultraveler.com, and from there you can find everything and anything you ever wanted to know about everything we do.
Thefaithfultraveler.com. Thanks so much, Diana, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks, Matt.